My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about nifty business secrets that has helped us save 6 to 7 figures plus.
So one of the things that's helped me save a lot of money over the years is paying for better talent. And you're probably wondering, Neil, how is paying for better talent and paying more money for talent going to save you money? So everyone has this notion that the easiest way to make money is to just save it. And that's true. Saving does help. I'm a big believer that if you hire the right people who have done it before, you're going to make way less mistakes, and that's going to save you even more. So for example, my CEO of my enterprise division, Neil Patel Digital, is a guy named Mike Gullickson, who ran sales at iCrossing. They eventually sold to Hearst for hundreds of millions. Then he was the CEO of at Quivario. Then they ended up selling to Dentsu Aegis. Then he was the president at iProspect, which does hundreds and hundreds of millions a year in revenue and is probably worth $500 million to $1 billion on that end. And when I look at him, he comes in, yeah, he's going to be more expensive than the average Joe, but he knows all the mistakes to avoid. And that saves you not just time, it also provides growth, and it also saves you money too, because they know where you're wasting money, where you're not, where you should invest, where you shouldn't. That's one of the best things I've done to grow faster, is to pay more for the right person, because in the long run, it makes you more money and it saves you money.
Yep. And then just to continue on that path, also, you know, bringing on someone that has done it before, there's also, you know, these types of people, they don't want to be micromanaged. They don't want to be told what to do. So the best thing you can do is get the hell out of their way. You know, I can speak to, for both of us in the past, you know, we would probably want to micromanage things a little more, and nobody likes to be micromanaged. If you truly want to unlock 6, 7, 8 figures, 9 figures plus growth, you know, you just set clear goals for people. And clear KPIs, you know, check out the book, Measure What Matters, you know, check out the book, Traction, you know, set goals, you know, have a cadence for people to follow, and just get out of their way. And I would say, you know, as a leader, let's say, and I'll just ask you, Neil, when you have these people on your team, ultimately what you're trying to do is you're just trying to support them. You know, you're unblocking them and you're not trying to tell them what to do, right?
Yeah, exactly. I just let them go.
Yep. So anyway, I mean, that's kind of doubling down on that one, but what other business secrets do you have?
The other thing that I really end up looking at is if you're trying to end up saving money, pay people on a performance base. And if they do really well, overpay them. And if they don't do as well, pay them little to nothing. And people are like, why would you do that? Because I found that sometimes when I overcompensate people based on milestones, they'll push really, really hard. They don't always hit it, but they usually will hit more than they would have if I didn't offer these incentives. And then, yes, I may have overpaid for some of those people, but there's many cases where I do performance-based stuff and the majority of the people don't work out. So I save quite a bit there. And overall, I've come up through that strategy of making compensation very heavily performance-based.
Yep. One thing that's cost me a lot of money, and Neil's seen this, is I tend to give people the benefit of the doubt. And I like to see it when people are growing. I like to see it when people are challenging themselves and, you know, getting through tough times, right? The issue with that is watching someone grow into a position that they might not necessarily be qualified for, even though I have their best interests at heart. And I hope deep down inside that they can grow into that role. Fact of the matter is I have wasted a lot of time and money waiting for them to do that. And I'd say the majority of the times people are unable to grow into that role and they just hit a wall. And so to Neil's point earlier, when you hire someone that's done it, and not even just once, maybe multiple times, and that's what they're good at, they've proven it already. But to try to hire someone that even though they're high potential, but they've never done it before, you end up wasting a lot of time and money. And the frustration, you end up getting frustrated. They get frustrated as well. And so you're better off just, if the people can't grow, you cut them quickly, put them out of their misery, instead of trying to force them to grow into something that they're not. And Neil, I'm sure you feel the same about this.
No, for sure. You know, it's really tough with people. You want to be kind, you want to give them chances, but yeah. The easiest way is you hire people who have done the exact same thing multiple times and were really good at it. And it just reduces the issues of having people that don't work out and having those, it allows you to avoid a lot of those tough conversations.
Yep. So do we have anything else here? I know we mostly talked about hiring for this one, but it's pretty big.
Yeah, I would say that's the biggest thing that I have, you know, and the other thing too is this hasn't saved me a lot in the short run, but it has in the long run. I track every little expense in an Excel spreadsheet, not just QuickBooks, but I write it down line by line.
It's crazy.
And the reason I do that is it keeps you on track of what are you spending, why are you spending it, and what needs to go. And I kid you not, over the years, that's added up to hundreds and thousands of dollars, if not over millions of dollars in savings.
Yeah, I'll just tell the story around this. I've seen the last time I saw this sheet was probably when you had your Vegas place. But when I see that, I'm like, okay, I get it, because Neil looks at every single little expense like a hawk, which I've always wondered, like, how does he know every little expense? But when you do that, it's built in like a muscle. So nothing is going to get around you. And you're almost like, you're doing it at such a detailed level that most people would never even think about doing that, right? So I think if you want to think about trying that, I think it's certainly worth it. Because Neil, I think you've been doing it probably since, it's got to be 10 plus years that you've been doing that.
Yeah, right? I've been doing it for a long time.
All right, so that is it for today. Marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE, to learn about more nifty business secrets that will help you, well, get 6, 7, 8 figures plus. Again, marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.